Module 8, Teach the Faith. Session 3, How to Break Open the Word with Children. Objective, master a beginning-to-end process for breaking open the Word. With the lectionary held high and leading the way, we process down the center aisle, out the door, and over to the parish center. I placed the lectionary on the enthronement table, lit the candle, and began. Let us pray. I had barely finished the opening prayer when Matthew chimed in, "Where's Cody? He's always here." After confessing that I did not know where Cody was, we added a prayer for Cody's health and safety, as well as for all children in the world who were sick or missing. The story serves to illustrate 3 points. The catechumenal group had formed a Christian community where the children genuinely cared about one another. Point 2. The ritual nature of breaking open the Word had been established. The catechumens had grown accustomed to maintaining silence until after the opening prayer. It's important to note that those who are breaking open the Word are still connected to the rest of the worshiping assembly that is celebrating the liturgy of the Eucharist in church. 3. As Christians, we are called to care for all people, not just our own. Thus, encourage children to look beyond themselves. Back to breaking open the Word. The opening scenario gives you an idea of how to start a dismissal session. Let's spell out what you do after the opening prayer. Opening remarks. To prepare the children to hear the Word again, optional, depending on what question I ask, or intend to ask, sometimes I prepare the children for the question that will follow. See a sample in exercise 3. Proclaim the gospel. The gospel is preeminent, but you could use the first or second reading. Silence. An initial question. The initial question points the children in a direction and prompts their initial response. Fairly open-ended, but not too broad. Here are some examples. What do you think Jesus was feeling when... ... Why do you suppose Jesus... ... Why would the disciples... ... Did you notice? Why is that? After this initial question, provide brief exegesis. Giving children a small amount of this important information helps them learn to interpret the scriptures from a Catholic Christian perspective. Then a deeper question. The follow-up question helps children apply the exegesis you gave them to their initial response. This question helps the children to deepen their understanding of God's message. Then ask for a response. Ask a so what type of question. Encourage them to name what they will do this week in response to God's word. Be concrete and urge them to be concrete. Then the closing prayer and then a break. The dismissal session ends about the time Mass ends. Thus, take a break and regather for the extended catechetical session with parents, sponsors, and companions joining you. However, you certainly do not have to meet on Sunday. You could meet on a weeknight to do part 3, the catechetical session. However, I much prefer Sunday because it is the day the community gathers. Thus, the RCIA families are more readily in the midst of the community. Plus, family life is so crazy during the week. I find there are fewer scheduling conflicts on Sunday morning. Speaking of scheduling, at some point before the period of the catechumenate begins, you need to think about scheduling doctrinal topics for the catechumenate. Each session takes a fair amount of preparation, and catechists need time to reflect and prepare. It's impractical to think you'll just read the readings and come up with a topic for each session. Remember, the catechumenate catechesis is, quote, complete in its coverage. Number 75.2. Therefore, I suggest you meet with members of your children's RCIA team and discuss what doctrines will be covered which week. Furthermore, I also suggest you work with the coordinator of adult RCIA on scheduling. Don't worry about covering everything. We're not teaching every doctrine of the Catholic Church. We're forming disciples of Jesus Christ. And if you follow the lectionary, then, quote, within the cycle of a year, the Church unfolds the whole mystery of Christ, unquote. Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy, number 102. Now, the whole mystery of Christ, that is certainly enough. Here's a resource suggestion. Friends on the Way, Children's Catechumenate Resource, Dismissal and Catechetical Sessions for Every Sunday of the Year. Friends on the Way is a terrific resource for your catechumenate sessions. You can make as many copies as you like for the members of your team, and you never have to worry about your catechesis being incomplete. Click here for a free sample and more information. Transition from the dismissal session to the catechetical session. Since the catechetical session flows from the Liturgy of the Word, as well as from the dismissal session that precedes it, it's important to have a transition piece as you begin the catechetical session. You could do any or all of the following. 1. Use the same enthronement from the dismissal session for the catechetical session. The enthronement reflects elements from the Liturgy of the Word. Read a passage from one of the readings. Sing the responsorial psalm or another song from the Liturgy of the Word. Tie this together with opening remarks that point to the doctrinal session. Invite one of the catechumens to summarize what has been discussed in breaking open the Word. Ask the dismissal leader to summarize what was discussed in breaking open the Word. This transition piece then begins the catechetical session where you bring in the doctrines and the dogmas of the Church. We will explore that in the next session. But let's wrap up this part on the dismissal session by going to exercise number 3.